Welcome to the Jazz Image Minnesota Edition, featuring interviews and music with Minnesota-based jazz musicians from the archive Lake Hammond created during 60 years of broadcasting. This installment of the Jazz Image Minnesota Edition features an interview from 1975 that Lay did with tenor saxophonist Irv Williams at the top of the Hilton Hotel in St. Paul, Minnesota. Irv came into the Minneapolis-St. Paul music scene in the 1940s and has been a mainstay ever since. His soulful and evocative tone has been popular at all the jazz clubs, and as of this date in 2018, he's still playing and sounding great at the age of 98.
It all began actually back in Little Rock, Arkansas, didn't it?
Right. Little Rock, Arkansas around 1934.
Were you involved in a high school band?
Yeah, I started in the Dunbar High School Band in Little Rock. They had a fellow that was the director. His name was W. Lester Bowie. He was very instrumental in me taking up music as a profession.
Was the tenor saxophone your first instrument?
No, ironically enough, I started out on the violin in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I was born, which is my hometown. And my grandmother bought a half-size violin, and I took lessons on that and played in the church choir group and did a little concert work and everything. I thought I was great, but really I wasn't too much, you know. I was about 8, 9 years old then.
And then where did the tenor saxophone enter the picture?
Well, in Little Rock, I developed a lung type thing. It was a combination of bronchitis and asthma. And my dad, being a physician, he said, well, we're going to try to strengthen those lungs up, so I'm going to get you a horn. So he bought me an old B-flat clarinet, and that's what I started out on. And I had a teacher that was, his name was Lacefield, and he was a mail carrier. I must have taken 4 or 5 lessons, something like that. But I wasn't really too interested in it then. When I got interested in music was when my dad took me up to hear Duke Ellington.
Was that the first time that you were exposed to jazz?
That was the first time that I had seen it in person. I had heard it on the radio. I'd heard some of the blues bands, you know, honky-tonk bands that were playing around Little Rock and the joints, which I couldn't go in at the time, but I used to stand on the outside and listen. But he took me up to hear Duke. There was a dance hall in Little Rock called the Dreamland Ballroom. Duke Ellington played there, the old band. My dad took me up and I listened and I said to myself, that's it.
And that was the beginning of your career?
That was the beginning.
Duke Ellington helped forge it?
He sure did. That's the reason why I did this album.
I had one thought. Who impressed you in that Ellington band way back on that first exposure?
You know, it's amazing. The guy that really impressed me was Sonny Greer. I didn't want to be a drummer. I just couldn't see carrying all that stuff around, you know. But Sonny Greer was, that night, I didn't think there was anybody that played any more drums, you know. Just terrific. Then, of course, Carney and Ben Webster, to a certain extent. And Hodges, of course, was my man, you know. Hodges, he was just, words can't describe the way he played. He had so many things going for him. You know, he had technique, he had soul, he had... I would say next to Sonny Greer, I was amazed at Johnny Hodges, how he could scoop those notes, and I went home and tried to do the same thing, and I couldn't do it.
Irv Williams from the top of the Hilton, representing one segment of jazz in Minnesota.
The Jazz Image Minnesota Edition is produced by Brad Bellows for the Lake Hammond Legacy Project, a 501c3 corporation in St. Paul, Minnesota, formed to preserve and share the vast archive created by legendary jazz broadcaster Lake Hammond. Funding was provided by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund through radio station Jazz 88, a service of the Minneapolis Public Schools. I'm Marianne Sullivan. Listen again on this station for the next Jazz Image Minnesota Edition.